What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
So like I was saying, Kevin.
I think I want to do the Meek thing where I'm just in the background fucking karate moves.
Doing the karate moves?
I feel like I need blades.
Yeah, that would help, right?
Yeah.
I don't know
because this kind of looks dumb. I'm looking at the mirror. I mean, the confidence monitor there.
I don't know if you could just openly carry around blades like Greg did that one time. Remember when Greg came in, walked in as Solid Snake, and he had he took a butcher knife, and a lot of people were saying that's like, hey, that's Twitch
dangerous.
Terms of service.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently. I guess just in the manner he was doing it, like he had a knife sort of like Solid Snake does.
Yeah.
Like for the.
I remember being scary and him going.
I was right next to him.
You know, he makes that noise too. The. And it's scary.
There's more tongue in there.
Is there?
I was talking about it earlier, Kevin. Very important topic.
First of all, cat people. Is it the fourth Minority Report?
Fifth.
Fifth.
Part five, dude.
Good number five.
New Hope.
Cinco de Mayo.
Not a New Hope. Empire Strikes Back. This is the Empire Strikes Back of Minority Report.
Oh shit, it's gonna end bad for one of us.
We have a guest coming on later for the Kind of Funny Games Patreon. Oscar Sanchez, who's a Kind of Funny best friend, is here. So everybody give him a round of applause.
Yeah. He decided to come early.
We were talking earlier about being cat people and how he has recently become a cat person.
And I fucking hate
But you
cats.
Hate cats, right?
Hate them.
So here's
not my that, Andy, allergic to cats. You know, I realized 2 weekends ago when I was in my buddy Steph's house. I'm allergic to kittens.
Which more than cats?
More than cats. Because I was at her house for maybe like 20 minutes. My eyes were puffed up. I was like, I'm sneezing. I'm congested. Which sucks because kittens are the only fun part about cats. You know what I mean?
I generally like cats. Nah, I enjoy a good cat.
Thomas's is the worst.
But here's my problem. Obviously, I'm allergic to them.
Sure.
And that ruins everything. Now, you've kind of challenged me on this, and you've been like, Andy, exposure therapy. Ever heard of it? I am no longer allergic to cats, is what you've told me before.
Not kittens, though.
Not kittens, though.
Yeah. Because they don't stay kittens long, so I can't expose myself for them too long, because then you just grow up.
Obviously, I love dogs way more than cats, but the problem with...
dogs are way better.
The problem with
close.
Cats is
you
that...
Like, Oscar, you like dogs?
I grew up with two German Shepherds.
Oh, yeah,
Oscar
real
grew
dogs,
up with
too.
Two German Shepherds.
Those baby dogs.
So
like
my love for cats is, obviously it's stopped by the fact that I'm allergic to them. Ooh. And I wish I could hang out with them more, but the allergies are just too much.
Sure.
But they're so low maintenance is what
Lexi
I love.
Lexi Gunner, cats are evil. Nailing it. Someone else here said, fuck cats. And, G dot, K dot. Nah, fuck cats. You nailed it, bro.
See, I don't hate cats.
I hate cats.
I love that they
I
don't...
I believe Nick Scarpino.
They don't require much work, though. That's why I love cats.
Yeah, but like...
Dogs, you gotta walk them and they...
You can be a negligent owner and not walk them.
I wish I had a...
You're just an asshole.
I wish I had a Westworld dog. That was just a robot.
A robot dog?
Yeah.
You didn't have to
But it looked real, yeah.
But when you wanted to, it was like there for you?
No maintenance, yeah.
I really feel like if you've got a backyard, that's what you got with a dog. Just open the backyard, let him out there, and when you're ready for attention, you let him in. It's like, look at me. Here, I'm going to throw this ball.
Right.
One thing I do like about Thomas, my cat, is that he does play fetch. Because of the type of cat that he is.
There's a type of cat that enjoys fetch?
Yeah. He's like...
What type of cat?
Siamese.
Siamese enjoy cats.
He's
or
a
fetch.
Flame point Siamese. Fetch, not catch.
Fetch. Catch.
You know, you throw the thing, it's
he
like,
puts
oh
on a,
shit,
he
I'm
puts on
go,
a baseball mitt and you just go in the backyard.
Yeah.
I had a dream I was playing baseball last night.
Which was the intro of the show?
Oh, right. Thanks for watching the Kind of Funny Morning Show, guys. Thanks for tuning in today.
That sounds
on
like
on Thursday. It is
like
Infinity War Day today. That's Kind of Funny, Kevin.
Any spoilers and you get banned forever.
I'm not even going to look at chat.
Yeah.
Frankly. So,
I'm scared of it.
Yeah. So, that's Kevin. I'm Andy. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Cool Greg, I guess. Is it time for the housekeeping? Look at Cool Greg just sliding around.
I think you're supposed to say what's up.
I don't know the exact.
You want me to jerk you off? What kind of hotel
is this? Oh, it's fantastic. So good. It's great.
Fantastic. Guys, just a reminder that you can still get tickets at Kind of Funny. For the Kind of Funny Prom. I don't know the website, but just think about it.
Just Google Kind of Funny Prom and keep clicking buttons until you find it. I'm sure you'll get there.
Yeah, right, right.
I think that if you go to our website, one of the like ad corner spots, maybe up there.
Kindoffunny.com/tickets.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I think Cool Greg maybe have just put it in the chat too. But come and hang out with us. Get drunk at prom with us.
It's gonna be a long show.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long show.
Next bit of piece of housekeeping. You can't buy stuff on our store because it's all sold out.
So everything is marked as sold out. But if you go in there and you try to buy it, it'll do the thing where it like reminds you when it's all back in stock. Oh, the Gundam shirt's there. That's weird.
Get the fucking Gundam one, man. Well, actually, click on it.
Fun fact.
Click on the Gundam shirt. I believe if you go in there, it does say...
Am I wearing the Gundam shirt?
Oh, okay.
Andy.
You are.
Yeah.
You sure are.
Fucking A.
You sure are. There I want to take a photo of this, me in this shirt with the two Gundams that you built for me.
Okay, yeah, do that.
I think we could do that.
I mean, that would be like the easiest thing. That'd be great on the store. Cool, Greg, can you scroll down and see if there's any good, awesome shirt? Combines my love of anime robots and Kind of Funny. That's good.
Love the dark blue. Also, great fit and feel, says Sean G. And I trust Sean G. I've known Sean G my whole
life.
There's
a lot of... They're very serious and sincere
Jose A
here.
Says, Andy, you're awesome. Andy, I hate you. Just kidding, you're awesome. He tricked me. Fucking Jose, come on, man. Actual shirt judge here, 5 out of 5. Yes, hello, it's Tom, the official shirt judging licensing office. And I've been assigned to this judge, assigned to judge this shirt. I only have to say, this shirt has ruined my life. I used to be a simple man. I see a good shirt and rate fairly, as any man in my line of work would. But then this shirt came into my life. It was so beautifully designed, so finely crafted, and so goddamn Gundam. There's no shirt that came after that could ever live up to it. I've heard sweet secrets that this shirt had to tell me, and I can't unhear them. No shirt is good enough anymore. I bought 16 of this shirt because all I could bring myself to wear. I've lost my job, my kids, and my wife to the shirt. And you know what? I don't regret it. 5 out of 5. P.S. Chuck, your taste in shirts is what's stopping you from getting your license. Now that you have an actually legitimate opinion, we could talk about this shirt for a while and get that license. Okay. I don't know who Chuck is. I'm assuming Chuck had some mean things to say about the shirt, maybe?
Maybe. But
thank you for
I
that.
Really enjoyed it. Yeah. Thank you for that great comment.
Next bit of piece of housekeeping. Thor Ragnarok, MCU in review is up. Go watch it. Go listen
to
us.
It's a big day today. Big day today.
I can't believe it's here.
I know.
Can't believe it's here.
Remember when it was just like we were doing our first one? We were watching Iron Man and Hulk, and we were like, I don't know.
You know the thing I hate the most about the first MCU in review?
Everything.
The front TV screen has like...
Oh, it's the little tiny. It's just a slice, right?
No. It's the OG Iron Man logo, and it looks so tacky and gross. I hate it. Before I went with the uniform look of like the MCU
font. But you know what I'm talking about? That was also using the tighter camera, so it was only half the screen that you could see on the front.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, go check that out. Thor Ragnarok.
He didn't care.
Decent amount of views. MCU in review has been killing in views.
Really cool. Yeah. All right, is it time for... The news?
Is it time for the news? Man, we're rushing through this, huh?
Yeah, dude, we're doing a good job.
I want to look at chat.
11:08. Stop. 11:08. Don't cover it.
Okay.
They're good kids. They're not going to say anything.
Yeah, we'll see.
Run that shit?
Yeah, run it.
Run that shit, cool guy.
The news.
There's a light green layer, and it's going to go away. There, it went away.
Interesting, yeah.
The key maybe didn't work properly. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I'll look into it later.
What's really cool about that slow zoom in on Nick is it looks like his arms are moving.
Yeah, I thought that they were.
It's not, though. It's just an image. But it's just like, yeah.
AJ, you're doing a great job.
AJ. What's up? How you doing? This first news story. Kevin put all the news up.
Yeah, and Andy came a little bit late, so I don't think he had a chance to look at anything. But CinemaCon 2018 happened yesterday. Are you aware of this?
No.
Yes.
What?
You close your eyes.
Oh, fuck.
Both of you. Keep them closed.
Okay.
The eyes are closed. You have a special guest.
God damn it. What outfit is...
I mean, I heard Greg talk
already. I know. Can you hold my hand?
Okay. I heard Greg talk, so I don't...
Your hands are cold, dude.
You open the eyes. Avengers!
Oh
assemble.
My god! It's Nomad!
It's me, Nomad, everybody! Thank you to the Kind of Funny subreddit.
Wait, did you Sharpie this to make it?
This is Baby's first cosplay. I bought the suit and then I painted it over 3 days.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like how much of your wiener we can see in it.
Now, here's what I want you to
know.
What I want you to know is that you technically can't see my wiener at all. Because what I did is when I originally put it on around Jen, I noticed that my wiener very visible. So I went and bought
cover
a
cup. That.
This is a cup.
Oh.
A cup.
Can I tap the cup?
Sure. I don't. Okay, I thought you were gonna haul off.
No, no, no,
you
no,
understand
no.
how cups work?
Oh, no, 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 yeah.
Cool, great. Can I get Jen, Thor's hammer?
My wife Jen did not fully understand how a cup works.
Wait, how do cups work?
She, like they protect, but you still feel.
So should I not have Cool Greg bring Thor's hammer?
I don't think Mjolnir's not gonna hurt my Mjolnir.
All right.
I'm gonna get cat.
You look really good. You look really good.
Well, it, dude.
Why don't we have the shield? The shield would be better than
that. Well, I'm dressed, of course, as Nomad. So like, why would I have the
yeah,
shield?
Yeah, you know he doesn't
I
mean? Have
Technically,
the shield.
I haven't seen Infinity War yet. I'm, you know, we're seeing it tonight. This is all, of course, to promote MCU and review tonight. And so I don't have it. I don't know if he ends up with it during it.
Get that man a shield.
But thank you to the subreddit who put up photos of me and Chris Evans when they dropped the first trailer. Like, Greg's kind of looking like him. And I was like, you know what? I come in.
The slick black hair is like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the final thing that's sort of bringing it all together.
So I'm going to wear this all day today. I'm going to do Kind of Funny Games Daily, a very serious video game show in it.
Good.
How much did this cost us?
Nothing. It's all out of Greg Miller's pocket.
What? Don't
do
that.
I didn't pass the savings on to you guys.
That's silly, too. Hair? Don't do that. No, there's like a little bit of lint coming out.
Thank you.
I mean, it's still there. I couldn't get all of it.
You look awesome.
Okay, I'm going to go take some photos.
Are you going to watch the movie like this?
You know, I thought about it, but then the problem, of course, is that it's a body suit.
Sure.
So if I have to go pee in the middle of it or at
I don't, why is, like, I don't feel like the cup is in the right place. It's really
it's
disturbing.
It's underneath my undies. If I took it all off, I'm still in it. You know what I mean?
I don't like this one bit, if I'm being honest. I liked it for a little while.
Can you do
but,
one of his lines? One of Captain America's famous lines?
Sure. On your left.
Oh, that was a good
from
one.
From the movie, dude. Whoa.
That was really good. Did not expect
that. That was impressive. Beer, no. Beefiest Taco says, Greg looks good in that suit. I agree. I do think the black was too much, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked it.
Because, like...
I think, like, it made the right... Because, like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, Captain America. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. He hasn't been Captain America since end of Civil War, you know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, we still call him Cap, though.
Yeah, but, like, he's that's not who he is anymore, bro. He doesn't even have the shield anymore.
He's changed.
Yeah. Mm. Man, how good was it when, at the end of Civil War, like, he was like... That's not yours. Iron Man said that to Cap about the shield, and he was like, fine, fucking take it. Oh. Take it, bitch.
Dude, you're giving me chills.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
I'm just thinking about it. And then Iron Man was like, that's not yours. Look at that. Right?
Yeah, that's really good.
So first news story. Thank you, so, Cool yeah. Greg.
CinemaCon 2018 happened. So we got a bunch of
That movie. Happened already?
Yeah. Or maybe it started. I don't know.
Okay.
It's like Tim said this in passing, and I kind of pretending I know what it is now.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of movie news, but there's not like trailers. It's just more like a bunch of statements.
We're announcing things.
Like, hey, new Star Wars movie.
Star Trek,
you're right. But there's a new Star Wars movie coming.
Sure,
now.
Yeah.
Will it be good?
Solo?
I don't know, man.
I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be fine.
But you don't know.
JJ's back, dog. You know?
All right, whatever. Let's just Cloverfield... A fourth movie coming out, and they're not, and they're saying that like the one that they were saying
was not the one that
was
they're
not,
saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying, though,
I
right?
totally get it.
Okay, yeah. So
because
Overlord,
I read it.
Overlord, not the Cloverfield yeah. 4 sequel. Cloverfield 4 getting a sequel.
Still in development, yeah. though. Right.
And it sounds like it's more of a sequel of Cloverfield.
Sure.
Like, proper.
They're like a true thing. Overlord, mm-hmm. it's going to be a scary sci-fi sort of
yeah.
Thriller, horror, mm-hmm. or whatever. But. That's not the Cloverfield sequel that you're looking for. This the one that you're assuming is being made is in fact being made, which mm-hmm. I'm excited mm-hmm. about. I happen to not think Cloverfield Paradox is as bad as everybody else thought it was. I thought it was fine and entertaining, you know. Didn't walk away blown away, but I was like, oh, that was fun. Why did people hate this so much?
Wait, which one? Cloverfield?
Paradox.
Oh, I liked Paradox. Now, here's the
problem. I
didn't
think it was bad.
Here's the problem with Paradox.
I didn't think it was incredible. You know?
The only parts that I didn't like were all the Cloverfield parts. The things that were clearly added. The beginning, and that little stuff in the middle.
Where do I have this?
I don't know.
Like,
Just toss it over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I do the thing like Jimmy Fallon does when he does it at the
quick,
camera?
Real quick. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. Oh, fuck.
Do you like Star Trek? Do you like the third one?
Similarly to Cloverfield Paradox, mm-hmm. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Didn't have a problem with it.
I equally thought it was
fine. I wasn't offended in any way that, like, it exists, you know what I mean?
I felt like it was just, like, one of the older movies, like, where it's just like, hey, this is just a really long episode.
I think they got really Marvel with it.
Yeah.
Like, late Marvel in terms of, like, adding... crazy music, like they had Beastie Boys, and like they're going more out. For like
awesome
you know, not super serious turns in film, but it's like, oh, that we're gonna play a old school 80s rap, rock song, whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Well, how would you classify Sabotage? I'm gonna put that on the Twitter poll, yeah.
That's
Beastie Boy Sabotage. That's, do you classify that as rap or rock?
No, isn't that rap rock? 90s rap rock?
I'm gonna put it on the Twitter poll.
Anyway, so like, this is good news. A Quiet Place, I haven't seen it. Everyone's saying it's amazing.
I'll never see it, I'm too scared. I'm a little baby cry, dude.
I do. We had so much fun in it, though.
No, I didn't have fun.
Yeah, you did.
I walked
out. You were sitting there biting that fucking shirt. Just
every
like,
fucking second of that movie, I was like, I want this to be
too.
Over.
Me too.
I'm so
you didn't
scared.
Like that?
I'm a little baby crier, right. Dude.
Let's see what the next story is. Wait, are you skipping one?
I put that one in there. Sorry.
Let's do it. No, let's do it.
Let's go to
just
cool,
reading
Greg.
The headline, I already know.
Here we
Chicken
go.
Chicken Run, after like 15 years, getting a sequel.
Thank God, dude.
Really?
We've been
Did
waiting
we like
for
Chicken
this.
Run?
I didn't hate it.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I watched Chicken Run, all I wanted to eat was one of those pot pies that they were turning those chickens into. Do you remember the pot pies? They looked hella good.
They just always look like that. And they all have English accents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You didn't like Chicken Run?
I mean,
you
I don't...
You seem to be like a guy that would at least appreciate it.
I definitely appreciated like the... I thought it looked awesome. I just am not a huge fan of Bruce Willis, who is the main protagonist, right?
Oh, I don't remember that. Really?
Is Chicken Run not Bruce Willis?
I don't know shit like that.
He's the like cool one. Oscar, come on, help me out, dude.
Oscar Sanchez, Kind of Funny Games Patreon guest. Was Chicken Run voiced by Bruce Willis?
All I'm saying
the whole movie.
All I'm saying is the main like bad lady wanted to turn everyone into chicken pot pies. And she showed the chicken pot pies, and I was like, those look damn good. Mm. Those look damn good.
It's a movie that
I like chicken pot pie.
I saw this movie way too young as a kid.
Really? Right?
This was a movie that was aired on HBO at like 1 p.m. during summer vacation.
Mel Gibson. It's Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine with Mel Gibson.
Really?
He, since then.
Over Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is supposed to be an asshole. Like, like granted...
Different levels of asshole.
Does Mel Gibson accidentally take pills, then goes to drive and says racist, anti-Semitic things? Sure. Sure. Yeah. Has the world forgiven him? I don't know.
It's weird,
I
right?
don't know. We,
like, I feel like a lot of people just like,
Well, I mean, like...
Daddy's home, too. All good.
Yeah, but, like, did they forgive him, or is he just doing what he can?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know sure. I mean? You're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Chicken Run, again. Don't really remember it. Saw it as a young kid. Much like
I'm excited that there's a sequel. I like sequels and like, all right, cool, give me Chicken Run 2.
Much like Chicken Little.
No, Chicken Little I hated.
Again, a movie that was like, I was too young, don't really remember it at all.
Chicken Littles, though, from...
There's a sequel. There's plural?
No. Taco Bell. No, KFC, right? Chicken Littles?
KFC used to do Chicken Littles.
They still do them. They're great.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
Great.
It doesn't make sense because Nomad wouldn't have the shield.
I know, but I wanted the shield anyway. What about it? We bought it with LaCroix. What's it
why don't you grab the Thor hammer too? That'll make as much sense here.
Greg will have a really important opinion on this.
He wasn't actually.
Is Beastie Boys a rap or a rock song?
Beastie Boys?
No, Sabotage.
Oh, Sabotage, a rap or rock
song? It's close, right? Because Beastie Boys generally a rap group.
Is it
group.
Not rap rock?
I would say, yeah, aren't they rap rock? Most
yeah.
Of, no, they always rap.
Beastie Boys, damn good. So sad that one of them died like 2 years ago.
Ryan Altano would know.
No, I'm just putting it on the Twitter poll.
Hit up Brian Altano, man.
Hit up Brian Altano, man. You already tell me how popular you are.
All right, cool, Greg. What is the next story?
I'm going to put the poll up for
another story from IO9, which most of these stories are. More movie news. Unbreakable sequel.
Oh, first yes.
Glimpse at
yes.
It. Glass.
Hey, look at all the wrestlers behind him. See
that? Right. Oh, yeah, WWF.
Oh, he worked at a comic shop, didn't he?
I mean, he owns, like, that's how he made his money.
Yeah.
Now, did you like Unbreakable?
I don't remember it. I don't, like, I just didn't really care
did
about it.
Did you watch Split?
I did see the end of Split.
Just the end?
Like.
The Unbreakable moment, huh?
Like, the last, like, maybe 30 minutes of Split.
Why?
It was on. So I was just like,
did you like it?
I thought it was cool, yeah.
Some of the, like, oh man, some of the best fucking, what's his name, McAvoy?
James McAvoy.
And Anja Taylor-Smith, I think.
I don't know
her
name.
That's the girl. Phenomenal acting. They were so good. I'm excited to get more of this world. I feel like it's been a long time for Unbreakable, and when it first came out, nobody gave a shit about it. Or, I mean, it was like a very whatever movie. It's interesting that people are so excited for.
Well, I do think that this recent tie-in sort of brings it back into the light, yeah. And people. But I do feel like Unbreakable is a cult hit. I do think it's a cult hit.
That's my question.
I do think a lot of people who are not even fans of what's his name?
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. Mm. I think Unbreakable is one of those movies that they look back on.
We're definitely getting some people here saying Unbreakable was great, Unbreakable was okay. It's a mixed bag. I'm not getting an overwhelming, like, fuck you, Kevin, Unbreakable is the most amazing movie ever.
Which no, but I do that, think that we look back on it. Like, at the time, I don't think it was super popular, but I do think it is a cult hit.
People like it because it's bad. Is it bad?
I don't think it was. I don't know if it was bad. Mm. Like, I don't know if people like it because it was bad. Mm.
But Split was good, and it was, and we want more Split. But is it like, do we want more Unbreakable? Either way, they're coming to you.
Like, is this going to be a Defenders Netflix sort of team up thing?
I'm upset. I haven't finished Defenders yet.
And I just couldn't.
I watched one episode, and then I started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And
I stopped doing Luke Cage. I still haven't seen Jessica Jones, any of it. Well, and I know people like it.
A story I actually cut from here, I believe, is Luke Cage season 2, like, intro, like, little teasers.
Oh, okay.
Came out, and it was like, all right, cool.
There's gonna Did be it Luke excite
Cage.
You?
Nah, it no. didn't. Yeah. Luke Cage season 1 was cool. Like, it had its moments. There was, like, a twist in, like, I even say, like, early middle of it that was, like, cool, where it's like, the bad guy isn't who you think.
Mahershala Ali was the coolest part of the show, I think. Yeah. Cottonmouth.
Yeah, no, I know who he is.
I think he was the best part of the movie.
He didn't stick around too long, though.
That's why I stopped watching. Got it. That's why I just lost interest. Got it. I tried to keep watching.
Yeah.
Just couldn't. Next news story. Kevin, you put this one. You put them all.
I put them all in there.
We've seen the trailer for the new Halloween movie, and it was legitimately terrifying. So maybe we're going to see a resurgence of this series. Cool Greg's all about it, because Cool Greg got super into the series, into the game, and then that made him care about the movies more, right? Correct?
Friday the 13th?
Yeah, what are you
doing? Oh, Halloween, Friday the 13th. Oh, right.
No, Cool Greg just loves Halloween movies. Cool Greg loves...
Because I saw you nodding, but I remember there was a time where, I don't know who was playing Friday the 13th, or maybe it was Greg Miller. He was super into Friday the 13th, and then he was like, I'm going to go back and watch the movies, because it's...
But
you know
Greg
what I mean?
Does that every Halloween. He starts watching all the horror movies. Every Christmas, he watches all the Christmas movies. Thanksgiving, he's looking up for those Thanksgiving movies.
Facts.
Thanksgiving movies. What Thanksgiving movie?
There's not that many of them, but he finds them.
He looks around. He hunts him down.
I guarantee you he's looked up Thanksgiving on Netflix.
Is Chicken Run a Thanksgiving movie?
No.
No?
Oh, damn it.
What's going on, Kevin?
My cat's sick.
You need to leave the show?
No. Afterwards.
Cool Greg and I got this.
No.
Cool Greg and I got this. I never even put up the Twitter poll. Going up right now. Kind of Funny Morning Show. Hashtag KFMS.
Go and vote, for God's sakes. Anyways, new Halloween. I feel like the last Halloween reboot wasn't great. Halloween 1, Rob Zombie did that, right? You know what I'm talking about?
The first Halloween movie? No.
No, not...
You mean the reboot?
The reboot, yeah. Halloween...
He did The Hills Have Eyes. I know that. I know that much. Can you scroll down, Cool Greg? Universal and Blumhouse have yet to release a trailer for their new take on John Carpenter's Halloween to the masses, but they showed one to a select few at CinemaCon, and it was incredibly scary, even for a trailer. Want to know what thrills and chills to expect? We've got a full description.
A full description of a trailer? We don't want to read a full description of the trailer. It's so interesting that these are stories. I mean, it's cool that, like,
you gotta fill space,
man. Halloween coming out.
I feel like, if anything, this story is the equivalent to me trying to get by on an essay in class. Yeah,
I read the book.
I'm double spacing everything, and I'm just trying to...
I've made my period bigger.
Yeah. So here is what I think, and if you would like to think about what I think about this, read on, because here's what I think, and I'm just, like, saying the same shit for a whole paragraph.
So Rob Zombie did... So the Halloween 1, right, that was the first one that Rob Zombie had done, is what we're gonna call it for right now.
Okay.
Was good.
It's like calling the Xbox One.
Yeah, exactly.
And the
exactly.
OG Xbox, yeah.
And then Halloween 2, his sequel, I did not like that movie.
I didn't see any of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like scary movies, right?
Well, it's not... They also just look like bad scary movies, though. I feel like I'm more enticed to see Quiet Place, which is like a critically acclaimed scary movie. Because I know that at the end of it, it's still a really, really good movie.
Movie.
Where there are a lot of scary movies that are just really bad and terrible quality and bad writing and bad acting. Mm-hmm. In which case, like, I'm definitely not going to see that
shit.
Right,
what's
the
point?
Yeah. Remember Signs? It's a good movie, man.
Do you actually like Signs?
I love Signs.
Yeah, I love Signs, too.
Love Signs.
I don't like Signs.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Is Signs a good movie? Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think people like Signs.
I like it, but I wouldn't think it's a good movie. Like, the whole water.
Yeah, you're not going to go, if they're aliens, they're not going to come from a different planet and not wear fucking spacesuits.
I thought Signs was good, man.
You know what I mean? And if they're from hell, and that girl really is a miracle, and she's blessing all the water, like, okay, fine. Fine. Let's
get it. Wait, what movie are you talking about?
There's, like, why did the water burn them? Because they're allergic to water. Or there was another theory is that, like, they talk about the girl being a miracle, the fact that she was born.
Oh.
And she always is walking around blessing the water.
I thought
she constantly, like, ah, oh, water. Holy water.
I thought she just left the water everywhere.
Well, yeah, that too.
I don't know if you're remembering this.
I'm pretty sure she was blessing water everywhere. Jack, can you let me know if I'm wrong?
Metaphorically speaking shit, right? Like, obviously she's just leaving the water there, but I'm saying if you want to look for a further story.
I think she was actually blessing water, dude.
God bless this water.
She was a weird little kid.
Wait, didn't you say it was a theory?
Oh, yeah, it's a theory.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. Right, yeah.
But no, I mean, like, I think she was blessing water.
Like, you're not supposed to walk away immediately thinking that.
You mean behind the scenes? She was.
No, I think that part wasn't part of the theory. Like, definitely not blessing water, says Funky Wizard.
In other parts of the world.
Huh?
Yeah, bless the ocean.
Yeah, how would she bless the rain and other parts?
Well, I'm not saying she's blessing all the fucking water. Like, we don't know if they, like,
the news
won.
At the end, they were saying that they were finding out how to stop them all, right?
Oh, were they?
I remember that part.
All right, well, there you go. It's just that they were space aliens that came without spacesuits on when 70% of the planet was covered by something they could kill them.
Can we bring it back to Halloween? I like this new Halloween, right? With the one when they focus on him being a kid. I was all about that.
Yeah, that's Halloween 1.
When did this come out? Because I feel like my memory is totally weird with this new reboot. I don't remember, like, how... honestly, you could tell me...
6 years ago?
You could tell me that it came out a year ago, and I'd believe it, because I just don't really remember
I want to say it came... Well, you have enough time for a sequel to have come out, and on top of that, they're now rebooting everything. So think about, like, it's probably, like, 6-7 years
Shoot.
Ago.
Shoot. Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's a good story.
I was definitely not thinking of Lady in the Water, ex-Twister Hunter.
Next news story. Cool, Greg. Star Wars Resistance is the next Lucasfilm animated series, and the details are absolutely incredible.
Do you care about, like, have you seen any of the
I like that this X-Wing's kind of got some Naboo Starfighter vibes.
I don't like that at all.
The best part about the prequels is Naboo Starfighter.
Is it?
Yes.
It wasn't Darth Maul? Darth Maul is
4. Darth Maul is 4.
For what?
Yeah.
For what?
For cool people.
You know what I mean?
If you look at this photo, can you scroll down, Cool Greg, because it's kind of being covered up. There you go. Look at the way the ship looks, right? Obviously, it's flying from left to right. But imagine if it was flying from right to left. It looks like a Naboo starfighter.
I mean, if it's flying from left... No, from right to left, it looks like a... Just a biplane, right? Just a normal, like, World War II.
You can't picture
II.
Anakin escaping?
You know what I'm talking about? World War II plane?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, take off
totally.
The little sticks.
I see what
you're
saying.
It just looks like a normal plane.
Naboo Starfighter is a cool man. Got a Naboo Starfighter Lego set when I was leaving elementary to go to middle school. It's like one of the coolest things I ever got.
I got a very important Lego set growing up. It was the... Man... Was the race things in the pod racing set.
Oh, I had those too.
It was fucking dope.
Yeah, I had those too.
Cool, Greg, can you go to the second to last story right there? Because this is some... Nah, the roller coaster. Lego right now has a fucking crazy-ass roller coaster set.
That's cool.
I wanted to bring it up
for
everyone's attention.
That's a lot of money. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it sure
though.
Is. And if anyone has that extra money and wants to buy this and send it to the P.O. box, I'll build
it. But is that functional,
shut up,
though?
Shut up.
Why is
care?
It so expensive?
Because it's cool. Greg, can you, like, look through the photos? I'm just saying, if you want to buy this for me, I'll take it.
4,100 pieces.
That's a lot of pieces.
That's commitment right there.
Yeah, but I'll build it for you, buddy.
Cool, Greg, sorry to be bossy, but can you go back to the Star Wars story so I can just read a little bit of it?
No, dude, we're talking about Legos now.
Yeah. Hold on. I just want to read a little bit of this. Can you scroll down? Because, again, we don't have a computer here, so we can't.
Yeah.
After Star Wars Rebels came to an end earlier this year, we knew the next chapter of Star Wars animation was close, and now we know exactly what it is. And it's extremely exciting, Kevin. The new chapter in Lucasfilm world is leaving behind the Age of Rebellion to tell a new saga set in the run-up to the Star Wars Force Awakens. So what excites you about this, Kevin?
Oh, nothing. I've tried to watch The Clone Wars and Rebels, and I wasn't able to get into them. It just seems like it's made for a younger generation.
I know that feeling, dude. And I know that there are people out there who are like, no, there are great storylines there.
And it's like, dude, I'm sure there are. Yes. I'm sure there are, but that's what Wikipedia's for. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And, but someday I might actually watch
I've sat
them
down
all.
And yeah. tried watching. So one of my former roommates, who's like the biggest Star Wars fan I know, he has a Star Wars podcast, for crying out loud. Look it up, Force Cult. He was like, you gotta watch Rebels, man. It's getting really, really
Forced
good.
Force Cult?
Force Cult. And I tried, man. I got like two episodes in. It's like, it's still a little too childish for me, you know? I want those.
I think eventually I'll be able to do it, but it's just one of those things. Right now, I got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You never thought you'd get an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, well, I always knew.
Did you?
Yeah.
No.
There's no reason to be a dick if you don't, know you're gonna fuck with them eventually.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought this would be exciting news for some people who do like Rebels and Clone Wars.
They're out there.
Threw it in there.
They exist.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And I want to be one of them so bad, Kevin.
Yeah.
You have to understand that.
Do. That's the thing. You have to commit. I think that eventually you'll turn around.
I can't even watch a series of Gundam that I want to watch, you know?
Really? Have you tried that?
Yeah.
That's really disappointing.
Oh, no. I just mean that, like, there's way too many other things pulling me in different directions.
Oh, I thought you were saying you've tried watching and you're like,
No. Like, I've enjoyed what I watch, but it's just like, you know. Next news story, cool.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon's Double Dare is getting a reboot, and it reminds us it was a slime dunk from the start. Slime dunk. Look at that.
Yeah.
Nice play on words, Beth Elderkin from
IO9. I believe at one point in my life I was on Double Dare.
No, that's a lie.
No. Like, there was something at Great America, the maybe it was Universal Studios. It might have been Universal. It was definitely Universal Studios. And like, mom had to sign some paperwork, and then I went and I got slimed on and shit. But I have no real
memory. But you weren't on TV, though.
I think that's what it was, but who knows? Greg, does this sound familiar to you at all?
Man, I believe you.
See? He believes me.
Cool Greg's a man of conviction.
Look, you want to make jokes, I'll call in Tim right now. The thing is,
I'm making a joke. I'm saying I believe Cool Greg now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing the whole, like, Cool Greg just agrees with you thing.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Although, yeah, that usually is the case.
But anyways, I'm excited. This dumb shit is hilarious. You know what I mean?
Can you scroll down a little bit, Cool Greg, so we can read a little bit?
That's right there. That's the story, man.
Get ready to pick out so many giant noises. I can't fucking read. Scarpino today. Nickelodeon has announced it's rebooting the classic game show Double Dare, set to return this summer. According to Deadline, the network has ordered 40 new episodes of a new Double Dare game show, which will reprise the gameplay and challenges from the original series, hopefully the same amount as flashy decor. It joins the other 90 reboots as Blue's Clues is coming back. What?
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 Do you mean it's the dude that he's like, I finished college. I had a psychology major. There's no jobs for me.
I finished college. I'm now 48 years old. Reboots like Blue's Clues and Clarissa explains it all, though the latter is still unconfirmed at this point. You can watch the announcement trailer below, mostly so you can remember Barry's, some of the show's classic stunts. You know who I had a big crush on? Summer Sanders.
I was gonna say Susan Sarando.
From what? Sarando?
Is that not her name? What's her name?
Sarandon.
Okay, whatever, dude. That's fucking close enough. That's not laugh worthy.
Susan
Sarandon.
It's funny because of how the word sounds. If you would have said like Susan Sarandon or something, but Sarando is just like a really funny word.
What's funny is that's close to who you actually had a crush on.
Summer Sanders.
Yeah.
Summer Sanders was the host of What Would You Do? With the big brain. You remember that? There was like a big head, a big talk. You remember
that?
Can
you hide us and show me the logo for What Would You Do? Or not hide us, make us big. There it is.
No, not Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Because that I've heard of before.
No, there was a show called What Would You Do?
What Would You Do?
Yeah. Can you look it up?
He's on it.
Oh, that's the other show that I'm thinking of.
So it's not.
What Would You Do is a recent show with John Quiñones.
Okay, so you were totally wrong about
no,
that.
No, there's a show. Figure It Out is the name of the show. What would you do? I thought that was a show on Nickelodeon. Was that not? Oh, that's The Big Head. Yeah, that's The Big Head that I was talking about.
The show was called The Big Head?
No, it's called Figure It Out. There's Keenan. Michael Wayans. Nope, not his name. Keenan Ivory. No. What the fuck is his name, dude? Jesus. I was going to say Kel Mitchell, but that's the Good Burger guy.
Mm.
Keenan. Fuck, man. I'm just all over the place right
Keenan
now.
Keenan and Kel, yeah.
But what was his last name?
Oh, nobody knows his last name.
Yes, we do.
No, it's like Madonna. It's just Keenan.
No, it's not. Keenan.
Oscar, that sounds right, right?
Saying Thompson.
Keenan Thompson.
There you go.
I was thinking Keenan Mike or Ivory Wayans, the Wayans brothers, like the oldest Wayans brother. Keenan Ivory Wayans and Keenan Thompson. Jesus. I'm so sorry,
Chad. They all knew his name.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. Jesus. What a fucking disaster that last story was. But the show was called Figure It Out, and it was with Summer Sanders. Had a huge crush on her. What's she up to now? What do you think?
I don't know, man.
You didn't even know who she was.
I still don't know who she is.
She was in the images that we just looked at.
I wasn't looking. I was dealing with
her. Yeah, thank you, Cool Greg, for that. Can you bring this page up, Cool Greg?
Looks like she is training orcas or something, right?
Former competitive Olympic swimmer in 1992. She now works as a sports commentator, reporter, television show host, and actress.
Achievements?
Yeah, fuck it. Look at that. Look at
Olympic
all the awards she's
gold?
Won. 1992, man.
Multiple years. 91 also. That's very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And silver.
Summer Sanders,
and
dude.
And bronze. What the fuck, dude? This person's a
show. Some may say that Summer dominated the Summer Games. Right? Maybe they named it after her.
I hate you.
Let's go to the next. Is there a next news story?
Last thing is another thing. You could buy the studio. Look at this fucking rotisserie.
Why are you just recommending things that people can buy for the studio?
I don't know. I thought it'd be fun. Is there an image? They had an image with the Greek meat in there. You know what I'm talking about?
Shawarma?
They don't have it on this one. Damn it. I'm just saying. The studio needs a way to make rotisserie chicken. If you got money and know where the P.O. box is.
Why are you... These are news stories.
It's pretty close to news.
You know what? I agree, though.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you want, rotisserie-style chicken?
Nah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Look at that. Look at that.
Is rotisserie chicken frowned upon?
No. Not even a little
bit. Let me tell you why.
No. It's not. You're wrong.
Every time I would go to H-E-B during my lunch break when I worked at Rooster Teeth, and I would come back with a single rotisserie chicken, it was like $6, right?
That's super cheap. Yeah, it's great.
Right? Great. A lot of people like
Well, almost here's my
make
question.
Fun of it.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Were you coming in with just a single rotisserie chicken and your bare hands just kind
of... No, I had a knife and fork.
But was it a knife and fork and this little plastic container that you opened up and it was just kind of...
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what they're making fun of you.
Oh.
Like, you didn't have, like...
I didn't put it on a plate, by any
means. Yeah, yeah. No. Well, that's it, then.
No, God, no.
Yeah, no, hey, I'm the same way.
Right.
I've been known to eat rotisserie chicken out of those containers in the back of a pickup truck. I don't know why y'all laughing.
Try to keep my face straight for that one.
It's just something, once in a while you have to do.
And I don't know if they were just making fun of me because it looked silly.
Yeah,
is that what it
looks really silly, absolutely.
It's not an economic sort of thing?
No, they're not like, look at the poor kid. It's just why is he choosing to do it this way?
Okay. Because I would save it and then eat some later. I'd microwave it, eat some later.
Would you microwave the whole thing?
No, I'd put it on a plate at that point. Because I don't want to microwave the plastic that it came in.
Okay.
Lemon pepper, though. That's
Ooh,
what I'd go for, yeah.
Wow. They don't have the seasoned one here.
Huge fan of lemon pepper, yeah.
Big fan.
But I'd get them at H-E-B.
Anyways, so this is only $120 compared to the last thing was like $370. I'm just saying, you want to see me build Legos, you want to see eat more chicken. Let's make it happen, dude.
Okay. Thanks for that news story, Kevin. Final news story, I guess. I love that you, by the way, you put...
I peppered it on purpose.
Yeah, you...
Well, this is like our number one story. Sure. What is it called? The big story?
The big topic of the day.
Cool Gang, run the big topic graphic.
We have it?
No. I just want to see what he was going to do.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit Geostorm.
That would have been great. No, don't do it, Cool Greg.
It's too late now.
Is there a minority report graphic?
No, we don't. We don't have. I mean, you know, we have three graphics right now.
No, well, or whatever you want to call them. These things over here, like the Cool Greg effect.
No, we don't have a minority report.
Okay.
The last story and the big story of the day. For all you book nerds, you're gonna have to wait for this book. You know what I mean? The Winds of Winter not coming out until after.
You know what? You know what's really weird about this book story?
What? What's funny about book story?
I don't know. I just said it sounds weird. You know what's really weird about this, right?
Yeah.
Is that at this point, the show will be done by then, right? The show will be done by the time this book comes out. And at this point, it feels like it could be looked at as though George R.R. Martin's final book is fan fiction of the show.
Think maybe. Because in the sense that he could change hella shit, too.
Exactly.
It could be different than the thing, and it would be like, well...
Well, at this point, I mean, having the books already strayed pretty far from the series?
I think...
Because you know I don't read.
No, I don't either, but Wikipedia...
I'm super uneducated. Wikipedia,
I think in certain aspects, it's very much stayed similar. Like, the overall trend seems to be similar. There's a bunch of little side stories that are, like, not in the shows that are in there.
Tom Bombadil.
Yeah, but like they're not important stuff.
Yeah.
Like Cold Hands. Like we saw Cold Hands. Cold Hands is the
uncle. Uncle yeah. Benjen.
Yeah, Benjen. Spoilers, I guess, if you haven't seen the last season of Game of Thrones. Shame on you if you haven't. Shame on you.
Yeah, I do know that, like, yes, The Winds of Winter, this final Game of Thrones book can possibly be looked at as fan fiction. And really, I'm only the only one that's going to be looking at it that way. To be honest with you. Because it's like the show's official, right? You know what I mean? Jared Petty, do you look forward to this final Winds of Winter book?
Is it the final book? I don't know that it is.
There's two more books?
I think there's two more books.
Yeah. George R. R. Martin, fucking hang them up, dog. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the pull down mic here. That's it.
No pull down mic.
We're talking about it though, so.
Yeah, you gotta have that pull down mic. We gotta have it there, definitely.
Stop giving me orders. You know what I mean?
Stop giving me orders.
Yeah.
I order you anytime I want.
All right.
Boy.
There you go.
No.
Boy.
So what happens when you have a minority report on, you know what I mean?
Yes, boy.
No, that is not at all what I would
do. God of War?
Huh?
God of War is a good game.
God of War is a good game.
You play it?
I didn't say anything about God of War.
Did you beat it?
What? No, I still haven't beaten it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm taking my time.
That's great. That's great.
And you haven't been spoiled by it yet?
No, I still haven't been spoiled.
Dude, the ending's great.
I'm savoring.
But so is the middle.
Don't.
The
beginning's pretty dope too. I'll tell you this. A recent kind of funny best friend on Twitter tweeted at me and was like, I fucked up. No. You know what? It wasn't a tweet. It was in a YouTube comment for our spoiler cast. He was like, I fucked up. I wanted to learn about Norse mythology, and I Googled Norse mythology, and in the Google search, you know how it like gives you results that people may have been searching for?
Yeah.
Immediately, one of the first things was, blah, 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 spoiler.
And
the person was like, fuck.
Oh, no.
Rough. You can't look up stuff. Like, right now, if I want to look up Thanos mythology, like, that would be a mistake, you know?
My theory has been the whole time that the end of God of War is right there, and Josh Brolin is just waiting
for there it is.
And that's the ultimate crossover event.
Josh Brolin.
It's also the end of Infinity War. When you go see it tonight, you get to the end, and Kratos is
there. God, I'm so excited.
They both end at the same moment. That's a cliffhanger. What, for Infinity War?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have reservations about whether it's logistically possible to create a good movie with this many moving parts and this many characters.
Sure.
I'm also very excited because if they do pull it off, it's going to be one of the most thrilling things I've ever seen. I've got my tickets. I'm going Saturday. It's movie history, no matter what. Nobody's ever tried anything like this, as far as I can tell.
Bold. 19 movies in the making.
Leading up to a giant ensemble cast season finale for a bunch of movies. It's extraordinary.
It's like the Ernest Goes to Camp sort of series, you know? Really just bold and ambitious, you know?
Hey, you know, I'm a big fan of Jim Varney, so I'm all about that. You guys probably want to have a show. I should walk away from Offset. So I'm gonna
Bye, Jared. Love you.
Now I'm seeing some people saying to ban someone for spoilers for Avengers. If that is the case, ban away for God's sake.
Ban away.
Ban away.
You low-life scum. Cool. So George R. R. Martin, just fucking don't even worry about it. Just watch the show.
Just watch the show.
You'll figure out what happens.
Also, you got apparently two more books.
Two more books.
This one plus another one.
Two more books, man.
Yeah. No, it's never happening.
It's never happening.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
At this point, just be like, hey, man, I started something great. Y'all got it.
Just watch the show, dude.
Yeah.
At this point.
It's a good show.
Cool. That's it for our news stories. Kevin, I think we're going to get into, do we have access to PS I Love This Best Friend and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's all
cool.
The thing.
But first off, guys, we'd let you know a message from our sponsor, 4hims.com. Did you know, Kevin, that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35?
You and Nick.
Me and Nick.
Very scary.
Me and Nick. Thing is, when you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. Is that hairline slowly starting to move backwards? Any bald spots yet? Yes, God, yes. How will you feel a year from now if it's business as usual up there? I ask you, do you want a bald spot to pop up, or do you want to do something about it first, Kevin? Do you want the hairline to recede, or do you want to do something about it first? Why do you guys turn to weird solutions when they could turn to medicine and science? 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual awareness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Now, let me tell you, Kevin, really simple. All I did was go to the website, took photos of my head. The doctor was like, all right, let me get back to you in a few days. Got back to me, was like, here's what you need, blah, 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 blah.
I didn't realize how thin your hair was.
Yeah, it is, man. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that.
No, I'm not. It looks good, though. It looks good.
Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil, pills, or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. So easy. Answer a few quick questions. Doctor will review and prescribe to you. Products are shipped directly to your door. Now, I got the product a day later because they're here in San Francisco, apparently. That's what I've heard.
So that's nice.
So it made me like, oh shit, no wonder why I got it so fast. You can order now. Monthly listeners get a trial month of Hims for $5 today, right now while supplies last. See website for full details. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/morningshow. That's FORHIMS.com/morningshow. 4hims.com/morningshow. Today, the winner of the giveaway, Kevin. First off, how do you win the giveaway?
Well, there are four ways to win the giveaway. You could be in the chat right now. That's one way.
Mm-hmm.
You could be on Patreon, Kinda Funny, or Kinda Funny Games. And then the third way is... No, this is the fourth way. What's the fourth one?
You can be in chat right now.
Yeah, I said that one. That was number
or
one.
Or you could be a Twitch subscriber.
Oh, Twitch subscriber!
Yeah, that's a
with
second
one. That fucking sweet-ass Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Twitch Prime.
Or you could be a $2 supporter on the patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames level. Today's winner, Kevin, is Mitch Partridge from Patreon. He's won American Dream on PSVR. Congratulations, Mitch Partridge. Let's read the...
Eddie, should I be worried about my hair? My mom keeps telling me every time I see her that my hairline is higher. Like every time.
It's been an inevitability for me in my life. Like I've known this is.
But
this
here's
was
the thing:
coming.
I think that I changed my hairstyle. Instead, I started slicking it back a year and a half ago.
Do you think that's adding
growing.
To?
No, I think that made it look that way.
Oh nah.
Cool, Greg. You think my hair is receding? Should I get on this for him?
I haven't noticed it, but I think your hair looks fucking fantastic. So whatever you're doing, keep it up.
It looks great right now. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me read. P.S. I love this best friend XOXO. You can go to kindoffunny.com/. I don't know what the website is, Kevin. To be completely
what are you
honest
looking
with
at?
You. To nominate a best friend.
Oh yeah, nobody
for doing
does.
Something
no,
cool
no,
in the community.
Does.
So,
Oscar, do you know? Do you watch the show, Oscar?
What's the date? Is today the 26th? Okay, just wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure I wasn't reading stuff from yesterday, but Joey's
no,
on
no,
it.
No, Joey today said in the chat or in the Slack that she got it done.
Chris G, C Googs on Twitch is shouting out premature babies. I am shouting out the babies and families impacted by premature birth. So premature babies is not a username.
Wait, what?
I thought premature babies was a username.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
somebody
yeah,
was, yeah. No, but they're actually shouting out, babies and families impacted by premature birth. This is a serious thing. I'm leading a charitable cause at my job for March of Dimes to assist these families and seeing their struggles, both physically for the children and emotionally, financially for the parent, have been eye-opening. Any best friends in the Boston area with kids should come to North Point Park on Saturday, May 12th for the annual March for Babies event. and it's a great time with lots of activities and swag for kids and parents. If you could share the link in chat, that would be amazing. If not, no worries, since I mainly just wanted to raise awareness. Any support is greatly appreciated. We will find a way to put this link in chat.
Cool, Greg, can you share it in the chat?
I don't know if he has access to the... Oh, of course he has access to the...
Yeah, he does. He should be on the dock.
I know this is a huge stretch for this segment, but it doesn't hurt to try, right? Especially when you're trying to raise money and awareness for a great cause. Thanks for everything you do, Chris G. Chris G, that's really cool of you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for standing up for something that you believe in and that you think is a good help to society. So, Cool, Greg, I think I can do it. If you... Because I was able to...
I just did it.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
So, my little brother, 2 months early...
Oh, my nieces, my twin nieces are preemies as well. Yeah, that's why they're so small.
All of the Coelho kids, that's not how that works. The Coelho kids.
A little bit, yes. My nieces are 2 years older than my nephew, and my nephew's like he looks older than them.
Yeah,
at
but
this
my
point.
Little brother really is like fucking a foot taller.
He's taller than
me.
You. That's true.
Piece of shit.
How? Why?
It's... Weak though. You know, he doesn't have the strength that I was born with.
You just pull the fucking most cliche big brother thing. Like, I still kick his ass.
Oh, no, I mean, I do, though. That's the thing. Because he mouths off at me.
Oh, sure.
And
sure,
I just
sure.
come up there and woohoo!
We hit him with a hammer?
I mean, nah, I use my fist most times.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Kevin, I think it's time to read the 3 and 3.
No, I was going to tell you about the premature stuff and, like,
keep
going. Everyone in my family. I was a month early, my sister's a month early.
Yeah. Interesting, okay.
That was it.
Oh, okay, cool. Good. So, yeah, okay. Let's get into the 3 and 3. Do we want to do 3 and 3? I don't want to look at the chat right now.
No, they're good. They're not doing spoilers because they will get banned for life.
I'm just, like, kind of not looking. Yeah, also, I'm doing the thing.
Also,
like,
the best friends are fucking best friends. They're not trying to spoil shit for other best friends because they're dope.
I'm doing the weird thing where, like, I'm kind of looking, but not, like, in a scary movie when I know something's coming and I kind of, like.
See, it's easier to do the meek thing if you've got a weapon. You know what I mean? Like, look at it. Like,
Lexi Gunner says, you guys want to read tips?
Oh shit, good call.
Oh yeah, fuck. How do we read that?
We don't have the tips here. Cool, Greg. Can you bring it up for us? Normally we have a laptop
here.
Oh, perfect.
Look how quick he was.
Neither me or Andy over here have laptops. And the laptop that we use to normally bring on the show when no one has one is now being used to do motion graphics.
Well, this was easy because there are no tips.
None?
Yeah, no
tips. Shit. Well, that's upsetting.
It is what it is. Maybe, how old is
that? Can you check on Muxy? Also, do you mind someone, Oscar, can you go and buzz that person in? Sorry, man. Go to the top. Very top. And then the dollar sign. Is that the one? Show tips, yeah. And then the little triangle.
Yeah, look, no tips.
Yeah, no tips. We are not loved by you guys.
Nah, it's all good.
It's fine. I get it. We half-assed it.
I get it.
I literally tried my best. Wait. Great, go back, Muxy. And then look at the cheers, the last one. Because those don't show up on that second. Oh, we have a cheer.
Hey, Drippy Eye cheered 500 bits.
Drippy Eye.
Drippy Eye.
That's a fucked up.
Said, check your P.O. box. I made everyone t-shirts.
Oh, shit.
Gonna get sent back May 5th. Gonna get sent back May 5th.
Oh.
What?
He said it's gonna get sent back if we don't pick it up by May 5th.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that happened.
Cool. Yeah, we need to check that.
Cool, Greg. Can you scroll down and see if there's any other ones?
Big Bongo Man cheered 100 bits. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Ooh, Drunkle Steve cheered 1,000 bits. Appreciate that. Said belated birthday tax and last day at my current job, celebrating the fact that my unused PTO gets paid out in my last check. I'm a lawyer. I should have known that that's state law in Massachusetts, but whatever. Party time. Well, congrats to you on getting that paid out PTO. And congrats to you on whatever is your next venture, because I'm sure whatever you left your current
getting
job for is even
bird
better.
Law, huh?
thank you for the 1,000 bits. 100 bits from Shelby B. Morning KFFM.
I don't think we're supposed to KFFM. Read it if it's under a certain amount of bits.
Hey man, mice away, the cats will have fun, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Feeling a bit down. Hopefully, a dose of the morning show will help. Hope you're doing well, guys. Oh, look, another one down there. 500
cool.
bits from Wubba Wubba.
Cool, Greg. Can you scroll down a little bit?
Thank you, Cool Greg. Andy, can you please make out with Kevin? Oh my God!
What?
No,
dude, I was gonna fake it.
Oh, okay. That would have been. We can't do it now because.
Well, no, yeah. Now they fucking know. Just thanks, dude.
It,
yeah. You ruined that dude's day. Scroll down a little bit more. Let's make sure that. Let's go to the bottom of April 26th. Oh, that was it. All right, you can go back to the top. Back
Fantastic.
To the top.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cool Greg. Ooh, I got scared there for a second.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Hashtag Thanos demands your silence.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't even want to read chat, to be honest with you.
Dude, don't. You can't do that.
I'm just like, I don't.
It's fine. I'll read it for you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sniper 18021 says, that was really aggressive. Forgotten underscore hell says, whoa. Big Bad Beluga says, kiss. And now they're all saying, kiss. Almost kiss, actually kiss. Kevin pulling. Cosby, that's not funny.
The way your tone changed is so telling.
Well, because like I realized midway through what he was saying. Yeah. And I was like, I don't like that one bit.
Should we move into Sublime Moon?
Will be banned. Oh, Zyger saying, spoilers, real or fake, will be banned. Well, no, you gotta start throwing me questions. Kevin, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. update from Ignacio Rojas. Season 3, episode 9-ish, maybe. I've been a little busy playing God of War, so I haven't had too much time to play. I can't do both at once. They require too much attention. But I'm enjoying it. So I guess you were right. Ooh, big man, who was right? Great recommendation. Keep them coming.
Thank you, bitch.
Kevin, Andy, great job today, says the indie boy.
I don't believe him.
I don't believe him, man.
Mark,
Mark, it's very sweet of you.
I appreciate the compliment. I don't think we did a very good job. I think it was like barely above average.
Schizo was asking when Andy's streaming. It's not really related to this, so it seems inappropriate.
What'd she ask?
When are you streaming again?
This week has been tough, especially because today my great friend Cole, who works at Rooster Teeth, is coming to stay with me. We're going to have some really awesome sleepovers. We're going to talk about girls and Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Yeah, which Avenger, like, we were going to do a lot of, like, fuck, marry, kills with all the Chris's in the MCU. Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth.
DBowBow2588 says, where is the final MCU in review? It's coming tonight at 11 o'clock-ish is probably when it gets uploaded, Pacific Standard Time. So be on the lookout. That is the fastest, I think, that we'll be able to get it out. I'm going to try to shoot for more, like, 9 o'clock, but... The movie starts at 7, it's 2.5 hours long, so we'll be back by 9:30.
I can't believe it's tonight.
I know, it's so exciting, and I hope you guys are excited. Like, the MCU in review has been such a fun show to do for me, and I hope you all are enjoying
it. Not for me, though, it's whatever. Thought it's been fun.
I'm
joking, Jesus.
Fucking. No, they got it.
Did they, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta pee real bad.
Okay, well, we have...
Should we go, are we in sub only already?
Yeah, we're in sub only.
And you think the Raptors will close out the Wizards in Game 6? Yes, I do. Why aren't the Wizards ever, like, super good? They're always, like, almost there, but they never quite...
Because the Wizards is stupid, like, you know, name.
Andy, you should bring in Cole for a morning show. Yeah, he's definitely welcome to come hang out. Absolutely. I love Cole. He's super awesome and super funny. And way underutilized at Rooster Teeth.
Pugs over 9,000 just says, not joking. Did he say something earlier?
What?
Hey, Hugs over 9,000 says, not joking.
Guys, who was your childhood crush? Mine was Jennifer Love Hewitt. I mean, who didn't
know? Oh, like a real person?
Ooh, childhood crushes. I was really into like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. Jennifer Love Hewitt was definitely there though. With Can't Hardly Wait, oof, man, I felt like I have a chance with her. I don't know why, like, you know?
Yeah, it was really dumb.
It was really dumb. When I was in elementary, the Olsen twins were just like...
Really?
I had such a crush on them, yeah.
Remember when they were doing the kid
Katie
movies?
Holmes, too.
No.
When I was a kid, I had a huge crush on Katie
Holmes. I hated Dawson's Creek.
Though. I had like a picture from like a
Katie
fucking...
Holmes, Dawson's Creek.
From like a Tiger Beat magazine. I had it like...
Yeah. Oh, Pink Power Ranger, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amy Jo Johnson,
easy
yeah.
one there.
I was never with Britney Spears, but her little sister was cute.
Jamie Lynn Spears?
Did she get pregnant and like had her show canceled?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
It did happen,
yeah. And Victoria Justice was on that show too. That was crazy. Like that, there's so many like stars sort of came from that era. Really weird. Really weird.
Omega Batman says, Andy, can we please have the old fogey defend his title on Party Mode?
Maybe.
That's actually not an Andy question. As much as I know that Andy produces Party Mode, it's actually the commissioner that makes those sort of decisions.
Yeah, that's an Xavier
Woods. So everybody go tweet at Xavier and say, it's been long enough. Let's get this fogey playing again.
Yeah.
And remember to use the word fogey. We're bringing it back.
I think that about does it, Kevin.
Yeah?
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You think you're good?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today for this kind of funny morning show, the fifth official Minority Report. Stay tuned. I believe it's Jared Petty and Greg Miller.
That's what I would have assumed, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, because Greg came in here. Yeah, we'll see. That's true. Stay tuned for Kinda Funny Games Daily. We love you all. We will see you tomorrow. Have fun at Avengers Infinity War tonight if you're going to go see it. And then stay tuned for our MCU interview coming up later tonight. We love you all. Bye.
Remember, we tried our best, so don't get too mad at us.
We tried our best.
We tried our best.